Legal memo to Benny the Bull, lovable mascot of the Chicago Bulls, from Amy Guida, legal researcher. Subject, pending lawsuit, date, April 2008. Hi, Benny the Bull. I know that you don't know me, and you certainly didn't ask for me to do this work for you, but I took it upon myself anyway. I suspect that there's some pain behind that happy red fur, those expressionless eyes, that one solid black eyebrow, that mop of orange and pink hair with red-tipped horns sticking out. Pain, because not everybody loves you. Yep, I heard about the lawsuit filed a few days ago by a Naperville dentist alleging that you, Benny the Bull, mascot for the Chicago Bulls, grabbed the dentist's arm while giving everyone high fives and fell forward. The dentist claims that you were negligent in your behavior at the game when he sat near courtside. I wasn't there, Benny, so I don't know what happened. I'm sure that you'll have ample time to tell your side of the story, if you can mobilize that mouth of yours, and if bulls are allowed in court. As you anticipate responding to the dentist's legal action, I thought you might want to know that you are not the first. Other fun-loving mascots have faced this lawsuit thing before. It's tough being a dinosaur, a chicken, a raccoon, a bright red bull in today's litigious world. Okay, I admit that there aren't that many court decisions out there regarding sports mascots and their behavior during sporting events, but there are at least three. Perhaps you've heard of Tremor of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes baseball team, the San Diego Chicken, T-Rack of the Tennessee Titans. Their behavior has been an issue in court before, when a sports fan alleged that what the courts like to call mascot antics allegedly contributed to an injury. Take the very first case I could find involving a fan, a sports mascot, and a mishap. As you surely know, Tremor is a dinosaur with a protruding tail who frolics at certain baseball games in California. That tail touched a fan during a game and distracted him. He turned to look at Tremor and was hit by a foul ball. Now, normally a fan at a baseball game can't sue successfully for such injuries because baseball fans, courts say, assume the risk of foul balls. Tremor wanted the case dismissed, but the court ruled that a jury should decide whether Tremor's behavior constituted negligence and increased the spectator's risk of injury. The San Diego Chicken had better luck, though. The court agreed with the Chicken that the plaintiff had assumed the risk of a foul ball, even though she'd been watching the Chicken and not the batter. And T-Rack, a New Orleans Saints football player, alleged that T-Rack, a giant raccoon, drove a golf cart onto the field and hit the player. A federal court sent the case back to state court to be resolved. Outcomes aside, dare I say that I might see a trend here, and that it appears that mascots are being dragged to more courts than just the familiar basketball? The cases involving T-Rack and Tremor, those are both decisions from just last spring. So take care, Benny the Bull, and remember my name is your source for the law of mascots. I'm Amy Guida.